Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Produce Step Up. This will be the last episode of this podcast focused on locating and getting your open door. I want to end by giving you one counsel. When you have tried to locate open doors, like I explained in one of the episodes, and it didn't open, what I advise you to do is this: do not force the door open. Continue searching until you're able to locate your own open doors. Please, when I talk about forcing doors open, this is what I mean. You see, the way doors open in life is this: you qualify for doors and they naturally open for you. If you're a very good student and there are scholarship open doors, you naturally walk into it because you are intelligent. If you are very good and skilled in your work, you naturally see doors open for you to walk in to do work. Yes, you walk in there because they look at you and say, this guy, you can get this work done. This lady can get us results in these areas. And that's how doors open naturally. However, when you use dubious methods to enter into doors, that's what I call forcing doors open. Like I said, the basis for your open doors is that you can do something, is that you are qualified for the place you are entering into. Now, when you are not qualified, you are not good enough, and every natural thing says you are not competent, you are not good enough to walk into a door, you now decide to rise on the power of human beings you know. Maybe you are not good enough to work in an organization, but your father or your father's uncle or something like that works there. They now bring you in. What you are doing in reality is that you are forcing that door that has closed to you because you do not have competence open. Now, it's a problem, and the problem with it is numerous. What I want to share with you in this podcast are three key things you are going to face, you are going to regret, or three disadvantages of forcing any door open. Why I'm telling you this is this: I understand that human beings have the capacity to force any door open once the door closes against them. But it's crucial in life you don't force it open, because eventually you will regret more when you force it open. Now, when you allow doors to open to you on the basis of your competence and your ability to deliver on whatever, on your qualification. Now, the first thing I want to bring to you is that when you force a door open, it won't profit in the long run. The reason is that in the process of breaking doors, you get to offend people, you hurt people, and that to an extent makes you feel insecure. You know, every single time you are thinking, these guys are backstabbed, I lied about, I hurt. Are you sure they're not going to fight me to remove me from my presidency, from being the governor, senator, being the company managing director, or even marrying your husband? Yes. When you force the door of marriage open by taking somebody's wife or fiance or something like that, what has happened is that you have opened door for yourself, no doubt about it. A round of applause for you. Except that you have also opened another door for fear, insecurity. And if it's a job, this thing largely affects you. Because you do not focus on getting your job done. You focus on trying to fight your enemies. You focus on trying to protect yourself. You focus on trying to be secure so that these guys that you hurt them will not come to get at you. So it's important to just do your best to allow doors open to you naturally. However, when they don't open, do not force them open. It will not be in your best interest. Again, I say, when you use dubious methods like prostitution to force a door open, the man that you have to sleep with you to get in there will perpetually be on your neck to continue sleeping with you to sustain you in that position. One of those key things about life is this: most times the way you enter into a place, the way you get a particular result in life, is the way it is sustained. So it's important, if you do not want to be a perpetual prostitute because you have gotten a contract for your organization as a marketing person, go for your marketing on the basis of what your organization can do for your clients. Not on the basis of the fact that you can come and see the man at night. You understand what I'm saying? Don't allow people who you know their ways are not pure to put you in a position of authority. They will be on your neck to give them certain percentage. You, by that time, you'll be saying, no, this is not right for our country, Nigeria. They say, look at this idiot. You accepted that we collaborate to use dubious methods to get to this position. And now you're here, you turn to a pastor telling us, this is not good for the progress of Nigeria. Who does that? So when you don't want to go through that kind of misery, please, when people open doors for you on the basis of dubious practice, evil, and things that are not legal, please do not walk into the door. In fact, if you are standing before the door and you find out that the way of opening this door is all those dubious methods, turn back and start running. Like I keep saying, God has the capacity to open doors for us once we are qualified for those doors. So I don't know why we should collaborate with Satan or Satan's assistants to get any door open for us in life. You understand what I'm saying? Now, the second thing you need to bear in mind is this. My understanding of life is that when you qualify for places, doors for such places open for you naturally. That's why I believe that the door you force open is most certainly the one you are not qualified for. Like I said in the last episode, when you walk into a door you are not qualified for, there are a number of things you do for yourself. You naturally bring disgrace for yourself. Because they will say, "Okay, madam, do this work now. You can't do it." They say, "Boy, you are now the managing director. Managing director, now manage and direct this organization." You find that you cannot manage and direct anything. You use connection to make yourself the chief sales person in your organization. And your sale is crashing every single day. What's going to happen to you is this. People will look at you and say, "Ah, Oga, how did you get here?" Eventually, you'll be kicked out. So you used to brag, "I'm the sales chief sales representative for this organization." Except that now you don't even have a job in the first place. However, if you had developed your capacity as a salesperson and began to rise gradually on the ladder of your career, you get to the point where you become a salesperson indeed. That position will become a natural process of life. The reason is that your board people or whoever is supposed to appoint, they will look notice that the regions where you are covering, your sales are more than every other person. And they say, "Now, for you to translate this success, for instance, you are the person covering the whole of Southwest." They say, "Come and translate this success in Southwest to Northeast Nigeria." You go and do it, Northwest. They say, "In fact, come and now become the leader of everybody." That's where life should be. When, instead of following this process, you use salad meat or Christmas wine to get your boss to promote you, to naturally bring this grace to you. So, it's in your best interest that you do not force any door open. The doors that do not open to you naturally, my brother, you are not qualified for it. My sister, go and develop yourself to become capable. Once you are capable, the doors opening will become a natural process of life. I'm not saying you should be a spiritual person, like be so spiritual. No, I'm saying that God has designed this life. It's God that created this world, though. He has designed life that once you are good, naturally you get positioned for authority. I encourage you, do not bring disgrace to yourself by forcing those you are not qualified for open. That's my simple advice. And of course, once you can keep to that, you will grow gradually. It will take time, but when you get to that place, you will not come down. There's this thing I hear people say. They say, "If you jump up, you must come down. However, if you grow up, you cannot come down." I don't know my exact height, but maybe let's assume I'm just 5'4" or something. Do you know, you can't see me tomorrow and I'm 3'4". It's not possible. But if I jump up, I can jump up as much as 10 feet, except that less than 3 seconds after I've jumped up, I'm down. That's the way it is. If you break doors to rise in your career, break doors to rise in your organization, break doors to rise in life generally, what is going to happen to you is that you will most certainly come and you will come crashing. Sorry, I'm not prophesying bad things to you. That is just a natural process of life. Now, nothing I want to bring to your notice is that when you break doors that God closed against you, let me tell you what God says to you. God says to you, "Oyo is your case." Now, if you're not in Nigeria, so you don't understand what I mean by Oyo. Oyo I'm talking about is not Oyo State, Nigeria. I'm thinking that on your own is your case. That is to say, you just mind your business. You see, in this life, we cannot do anything alone. We need God all the time. I mean, we need God to collaborate with us to get things done. There's a limit to what we can do as human beings. And that's why we pray to God. That's why we go to God in prayers and all that. When God says, "Do this thing this way," and you refuse to do it, you backbite people to overtake them and take the position that is due to them. You assassinate your political opponent because you want to get a position of authority. When you do all this and God don't approve, let me tell you what you are doing. You are disconnecting yourself from God. And God will just look from heaven and be distinct with Angel Gabriel. I'm just imagining. I say, "Angel Gabriel was there, God, why are you looking like that to the world?" He say, "I'm just looking at this, my guy." That this guy felt he can become governor by assassinating people, except that what he doesn't know is that he's now on his own and he will have troubles I cannot come to intervene. He said this guy thought he can rise to become the marketing director for this company by lying about his colleague, by backbiting people. He will be on his own to sort those things out. Please, I'm not threatening you. Now, let's assume you did all these bad stuffs. Let me tell you something. There is forgiveness that you can get from God. Just go and say, "God, I'm sorry. Please have mercy on me." That's the simple thing you can do about it. And once you do it, God indeed have mercy. That's why he's not me. If it's me, maybe I won't have mercy on you. I'm just joking. But the reality is that God has mercy upon us. And once he shows you mercy, you now trace your steps back and begin to live your life normally. The point I've made is this. When you qualify for doors, they will naturally open for you. Do not force them open by using dubious methods to get in there. Do not force them open by doing anything that is not legal, hurting other people to get in there. If you ever do that, it will bring you pains and not good things. you, for the meantime, you bask in the euphoria of getting your new position, getting your new opportunities and breakthrough. But eventually, you will continue to cry, having done the wrong thing to get an open door. I hope you got my point. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brojude Step Up, brought to you by Brojude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free content when you visit brojude.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.